Text 7. You will hear an extract of a documentary about the origin of the zebra stripes.
Before you listen to text 7, read questions 18 to 20 now. Listen to text 7 and answer questions 18 to 20.
Have you ever wondered how the zebra got its stripes? There are several stories about this. The most well-known story comes from the bushmen of the Kalahari Desert. It is said that in the desert, where it is hot, the animals wanted a drink. However, the only water pool was guarded by a baboon who forbade any animal from drinking from it. A zebra confronted the baboon who was sitting by his fire next to the water pool. He jumped up and barked at the animal in a loud, rough voice. "I am the lord of the water. Go away, intruders. The water is for everyone, not just you, monkey face," the angry zebra shouted back. After a heated argument, they were locked in combat. Back and forth they fought, raising a huge cloud of dust, until, with a mighty kick, the zebra sent the baboon flying high up among the rocks of a cliff behind them. The baboon landed with a smack, and today he still carries a bare patch where he landed. The zebra, tired and bruised from fighting, did not look where he was going and staggered right into the baboon's fire. It scorched him, leaving black burned stripes across his white fur. The shock of being burned sent the zebra galloping away.
Question 18. What did the baboon tell the zebra at first? Question 19. What happened to the baboon after the fight? Question 20. What caused the zebra to stagger into the fire? Listen to text 7 again.
Have you ever wondered how the zebra got its stripes? There are several stories about this. The most well-known story comes from the bushmen of the Kalahari Desert. It is said that in the desert, where it is hot, the animals wanted a drink. However, the only water pool was guarded by a baboon who forbade any animal from drinking from it. A zebra confronted the baboon who was sitting by his fire next to the water pool. He jumped up and barked at the animal in a loud, rough voice. "I am the lord of the water. Go away, intruders. The water is for everyone, not just you, monkey face," the angry zebra shouted back. After a heated argument, they were locked in combat. Back and forth they fought, raising a huge cloud of dust, until, with a mighty kick, the zebra sent the baboon flying high up among the rocks of a cliff behind them. The baboon landed with a smack, and today he still carries a bare patch where he landed. The zebra, tired and bruised from fighting, did not look where he was going and staggered right into the baboon's fire. It scorched him, leaving black burn stripes across his white fur. The shock of being burned sent the zebra galloping away.